All right, Coach. Well, the season, you've been reflecting on the season a little bit. You went down to state girls tournament, watched a little bit of that. And, boy, going back to that Northwest game at their place, things really flipped in that third quarter where your defense got after you, had a big quarter offensively, and then the fourth quarter just kind of flipped back. But, boy, you had your chances, no question, against Northwest and that sub-district final, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought our girls, I thought both teams played really, really well. It was two evenly matched teams. Unfortunately, we got a little bit out of control at the end of the game and lost our lead, and they happened to beat us. But, you know, as far as the effort of the girls, and I was really pleased with how much they played together and just – what they tried to do and try to just make turnovers. And I thought we really did a nice job on the third quarter making turnovers. And unfortunately, the fourth quarter, they did that against us.
We were talking right before we start taping here about some of the games that would have, could have, should have. And gosh, there was some close ones. You look, you could have been pushing toward 20 wins this year.
Yeah, we had like probably five games that we lost by 1 or 2 points. And you know, if last year them flipped our way, this year they didn't flip our way. The basketball gods weren't with us this year. But, you know, to be in them games, to be, have close games, really, I think, helped our team out a lot. And we just improved a lot throughout the season.
Very athletic bunch. You know, multi-sport athletes. These girls do a lot of different sports. And that always helps when you have the girls can do a little bit of everything. You had a lot of quickness on the floor this year.
Oh, yeah. And we had quickness. And I think they used it well. I mean, I thought our defensive effort this year took a step up from last year, and it just got improved throughout the year. And I thought the girls used their speed really, really well.
You went down and watched state girls for a few days down there, and a lot of the kind of the big schools kind of were down there again this year, weren't they?
Yeah, there was definitely some schools there that I thought we could have beat. So, you know, next year we'll just have to make sure that we get there.
You've had a chance to, I don't know, if the banquet or just exit interviews and everything with all your seniors. That bunch played a lot of minutes for you the last couple of years, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, the senior bunch is a great group of girls. Like, their attitudes were great. Their effort was great. And they just led this team really, really well. They led by example. And they led, I mean, they didn't have a strong hand with them. They were able to have fun, but yet still push the girls. So I thought the senior class the last two years did a great job as far as just pushing the girls, but yet still being able to have some fun with them and lead with style. And that was definitely a difference between the years past.
I know Coach Peterman, I think, is the guy that kind of handles all the records. And there's some young ladies that broke some records this year for you.
Yeah, we had, you know, Callie scored 34 against Valentine. That's a new record. I know that Paige and Brooklyn were on the record books tons of times. And we had some team records also. Mm-hmm. So there was a really good effort. And, yeah, you know, when you break a record, everybody looks at that person that broke the record. But, you know, everybody had to pass that ball to Callie to get her in that position. And the girls knew that. And what I was really pleased with, no matter who scored or no matter who got the steals or the rebounds, everybody was pleased and proud of them. You know, the thing that I looked at this year is we had four people get double doubles. You know, that's not an easy thing. You know, Paige had two of them, Callie had one, Brooklyn had one, and it wasn't the same person every time. So that's a really great effort.
Then teams see that on game film with Callie and the way she was shooting, that it got, you know, they guard her more closely. It opened up everything else for everybody else, didn't it?
Yeah, and I thought once they started guarding her a little bit harder, the rest of the girls stepped it up, and she then became the passer, and she got them the ball in the right position. So I really felt like everybody played really well as a team.
Now you get ready for next year, starting to think about that a little bit with the summer coming up here before you know it. It'll be here in a couple of months, and getting this group, what you have coming back, some new faces in there, and getting them to gel together, getting ready for next year.
Yeah, and this year we did a great job in the improvement season. You know, the girls came during the summertime and just really worked their butts off, and it showed during the season. And I think that the set of girls that we have coming back, they're great, great kids, and they have great attitudes, and they're willing to work hard. So I think that we're going to have the same thing this year, and I think that we're going to do really well next year.
Callie Crawford, Jaylee Walgren's another one, Brecken Gale, Alice Weimer. Those are some of the underclassmen. Got to lean on those girls for next year, aren't you?
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And you know, when Lily comes around on the inside, she's going to really be able to help us out. You know, she has some length and stuff. She just needs to get a little stronger. And I think by next year, she'll be stronger. She'll be a nice addition to the people that are coming back and stuff like that. And we have some freshmen that really have some capabilities. You know, the rest of our junior class has really good shooting and things like that. So we have a lot of good pieces.
Yeah, you never know with Lily, that Gans family, they're all tall, and except for mom, but you never know. She might grow a few more inches. You never know.
Yeah, you never know, but her arm length is incredible. She can, like, she gives us hard time in practice and stuff. So it's good to have somebody like that that has a lot of potential, but also, you know, that is willing to work with her team too. And as far as the rest of the girls, I mean, everybody has the opportunity. We have a lot of people coming back that could take a starting spot, but as far as what I'm coaching is, whoever's the best people are going to be playing, and that's how it's been every year. So I think that we'll push each other a lot next year.
You're not the only team losing a lot of kids. Minden loses a lot. Gothenburg loses a few. Of course, I think they have the Beverage girls back. Ogallala returns, I think, quite a bit off that team last year. So you're not the only team kind of losing some key players.
Yeah, and we've lost players. You know, you lose players every year. And granted, you know, this senior class, like I said, was just an awesome senior class. And they'll be deeply missed. But, you know, I do think that people will step up. And I think that we have the capabilities of people stepping up. And I see a lot of people being able to sub in and out next year. We'll have a little bit that deeper team next year and things like that. So each year that we can have a deeper deeper team, that's just to our benefit.
Finally, Coach has an interest in the boys' state tournament because her son is helping Coach Ashlyn Greenwood, and as we're speaking right now, getting ready for a state tournament championship on Saturday.
Yeah, and he's really excited. I mean, they played really well today, and they played together, and it's good to see him play, and it's good to see him get excited and really love what he's doing.
You bet. You guys kind of trade. He watches your games, you watch his games, you kind of trade some help with each other about your teams, don't you?
Yeah, there's no doubt. He tells me that we need to slow down our offense, and I tell him he needs to speed up his offense. But, you know, I think he really gave the girls compliments as far as when he was playing. He said that our girls played way better defense and stronger defense down this way. He felt like out west plays a lot stronger defense than what he's seen the girls out east play. So that was a really big compliment for the west schools.